We are in Parshat Toldot, and it's most well known, of course, for the rivalry between Jacob and Esau. Portion opens with a rather, unique thing where Rebecca, the mother Rivka, has her own relationship, it seems, with God. She doesn't need her to go through her husband Isaac, and she implores God to explain what's going on. She's feeling this running around within her womb, and of course he's told that there are two nations that will come, and the elder will serve, the younger will serve the elder, etc. And then at the end, of course, of the portion where all of us are aware of the very famous story about the blessings. But what's lost in the middle is this rather interesting little passage, chapter 26. And I came across a commentary which I'd like to read together with you by Rabbi Shefa Gold. I think she particularly deals with this in a way that I haven't seen others deal with it. So if you don't mind, I'm going to try to get us into this remarkable thing, which is called Zoom screen share. How's that? No, that's not it. And it says I'm paused again, same issue as before, I'm trying to figure this out. It's just not very successful here. Technology only has its own, let's see, how is that it? Is that share? No, that's not doing it. Okay, let me shut this off. Excuse me, just give me a moment, and perhaps some help from my colleagues or something like that. We could figure it out. So let's try it again. Let's try it again. Okay. So let me just screen share again. Where are we? Zoom. Zoom. Golly, golly, golly. Zoom. Golly, golly. Let's try this one here. Okay, did you get that? Yes? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, so this is an interesting one, that the basic idea is that, and this is a very interesting thing to interpret, that Isaac has to redig the wells of his father. Got that? He has to redig the wells of his father. I'll just give you something before we get into Rabbi Gold. It seems Avraham, his father, had some issues about water rights. Now, that's a very important thing, obviously. And with the local tribes are trying to basically take advantage of Abraham's death and Isaac perhaps not being the same kind of character that Abraham was. And they stop up Abraham's wells and they make their own wells next to them. So what Isaac does is he redigs his parents' well. So she starts. There's a blessing given, of course, in this parsha, and she will deal with that. So if, I'm going to read it, and then it's not going to take that long, and then we'll have a chance to discuss. This is from Torah Journeys. It's now found online. You can get it at shefagold.com. You look for Torah calendar. When you see the calendar, you get to the parsha, you click on that, and the commentary comes up. It's really a wonderful tool to have. So she says, we carry within us the great duality, the fruit of the tree of good or evil. And like Rebecca, we are pregnant with dilemma, with paradox. Carrying this contradiction can seem so painful that we forget that it is a pregnancy. And we forget that we are in the process of birthing. In agony, we cry out, Im ken lama ze anochi. She says, if his life is like this, with so much suffering, why am I? That's what Rebecca says. She's desperate. And the blessing comes in the awareness that we are indeed birthing life. We are always birthing ourselves. And the whole drama of life moves through the narrow passage of our personal experience, and we are stretched wide and torn open in the process. At some point, the contradiction within us will be made apparent. We will then have the opportunity of expanding to embrace the complex dilemma of our human situation. To be fully human is to be connected to our lineage, to experience the presence of our ancestors within us. We receive the blessing of lineages by embracing the ancestors who live inside of us. We offer them our compassion and courage. We receive the merit of their efforts, and we learn from their mistakes. Through our love, their power is freed. Their wounds are healed. And through the story of Toldot, we learn to access our lineage. In his time, Avraham accomplished the great work of digging deep wells of spiritual sustenance. But by Isaac's time, the wells had become obstructed. Isaac lost access to the wealth of his lineage. In redigging the stopped-up wells of his father Avraham, Yitzhak finds that the process is neither simple nor easy. In fact, he digs three wells before achieving success, which is, in this regard, success is connection with the source. And each well has a name that describes a marker on his journey towards deep connection. The first is Esek, contention. The second is Sitna, enmity. And the third, Rechovot, spaciousness. So Rabbi Gold goes on and says, first we dig the well of Esek, contention. We scrabble in rocky argument with our inheritance, rubbing up against its hard edges, fighting its constrictions, and opening to its contradictions. And then we dig the well of Sitna, enmity, when we taste the contradictions of the tradition within us, when we come to know the suffering and struggles of our ancestors and the whole human family who have stood against one another, we cry out, Im ken, lama ze anochi? If life is like this, with much suffering, why am I? And at this point, the very moment of birthing, we dig the well of Rechovot, Merchavia, right? Menametzar, Merchavia, same word, Merchavia. Rechovot, spaciousness. The well of our ancestors become a fountain connecting the dark depths of our human story with the wide skies of awareness. So in the story of Toldot, we learn the tragedy of deception between brothers that results from the narrow belief in the scarcity of blessing. Our family is torn apart because of the conviction that only one of Isaac's sons can receive his blessing. This system of limiting blessing and creating hierarchy is born of the belief that love and blessing are finite, that there are winners and losers. This idea is drawn from the well of contention. When I deceive my brother or attempt to steal the blessing from my sister, I am drawing on the well of enmity, whose waters are poison, which will only drive me to greater thirst. And from the spaciousness comes the wisdom that our fates are bound up with one another. Your loss, your suffering is also mine. And true blessings is shared. At the well of spaciousness, I slake my thirst. At the well, I love that term. At the well, I slake my thirst. And all the blessings, I slake my thirst with the knowledge that the source of blessing knows no bounds. And we are capable of accessing the blessing directly. And we'll just read this short paragraphs here. In the midst of pain and struggle, the spiritual challenge is to remember to ask the question, what am I birthing? Pain narrows our awareness, disguises itself as the whole of reality, saps our strength, makes us forgetful of the holy process of birth. Only our path to divinity is through our humanity. When pain presents itself, we must remember that it is a doorway. The only way is through. Each contraction brings us closer to new life. The challenge is to remember the promise of life even as we cry out, even if our cries are filled with despair. The cry will open the ancestral well, bearing the pain of our humanity, digging through Esek, contention, through Sitna, enmity, to the well of Rechovot, spaciousness, and we can receive the legacy of our mothers and fathers who struggled and birthed new life. The spiritual challenge of drawing from the well of our ancestors to receive their essence and make it our own. There is always a danger of getting caught up in the forms that we have inherited without tasting and knowing their essence. We must let our unique creative flow be invited and open to the legacy that we inherit. I'm stopping our share so we can see each other. Okay. First of all, just beautifully written, and I think deals with a part of this parsha that's always skipped over. You know, people don't even know about this parsha. The idea again of what it means to redig the wells of our ancestors, I think, is very well presented, as she says, in the three names. Our first one, of course, is discomfort, in a way, right? We have this problem of contention. I don't agree with my parents. Did I want to be different than what my parents did? I want to basically argue against the forms of their lives. And then we get to enmity, and we actually get to a place, as you know, particularly teenagers. Ever have anybody have a teenager or have heard of one? many of them relate to you with contention and enmity. I hate you, Daddy, but drive me to the mall. You ever heard that one? But this idea of basically that we have to get to a place really of despising things in our past. And yet we realize that in order to utilize all that was created by our birthing and our ancestors' birthing was the capacity of finding spaciousness, of finding openness, of finding the possibility of ourselves redigging the wells, of ourselves finding that if you will, that sustenance of that sustenance, which of course is always seen as water, sustenance of mayim, which keeps us alive and of course allows us to flourish. So if you are not following Chef Agol, I recommend it. It's they're not very long passages, but they really give us a great deal to talk about. So I'm going to open it up and see if we have people who would like to say a few words.